song number three. Triple Play Thursday from our buddy Rich. Rich picked Joan Jett, Hate Myself for Loving You. Joan Jett rules. All right. Hi, good morning, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Coming up at 5 o'clock, Steve Grzanich with the opening bell. And then after 6 o'clock, your morning drive, the great Steve Cochran. That's what's coming up. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And you can check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/NickDShow, and follow us on Twitter, at Nick D. Show. All righty, then. So we're going to be playing some pop-up video and waiting for Esmeralda to get into the studio so we can do that. Meanwhile, why don't we welcome back Skip Skipley.
Hey, Nick.
Hi, Skip.
How's it going?
Welcome back, man.
Thanks, man.
The Skip Skipley is our he retires and comes back from, you know, you come back from retirement. And every single time,
yep. We
are very happy to have you back.
Thanks. Wayne Brady says hello.
Oh, you were hanging out with Wayne Brady?
Yes, we were at the costume shop.
Well, he was preparing for Let's Make a
Yeah, if people show up with like costumes that aren't suitable for air, they just forget their costume.
Yeah.
Like they've got a stash of extras.
Wow.
I forgot Skip Skipley's here.
Skip Skipley's here.
Hey, Esmeralda.
He came back from retirement.
Because for a second I was like, wait. When did you get to meet Wayne Brady?
No, Skip Skipley.
Dan, but it was Skip Skipley.
It's Skip mm-hmm. Skipley was hanging out with Wayne Brady.
Yep.
Yeah. At the costume shop. All right. This is pop-up video. We got the board game from a listener, and Esmeralda and I go head-to-head, and it basically is it's one card, and it's a specific video that was featured on pop-up video. One side is about the video and the song itself, and the other side is about pop culture-related things that have to do with the song and the video. Shall we hear the theme? Yeah. Okay. Who's going to go first there, Skip?
We'll start with you, Mr. DiGilio.
Oh, boy.
The band is Stray Cats, and the song is Rock This Town. Please sing any line from this song.
Man.
All right. We're going to rock this town. Rock it inside out. We're going to rock this town, make you scream and shout. We're going to rock this town. Yeah, we're going to rock it now, and we're going to rock this town, rock it inside out. Yeah. Jeez. That was terrible. I'm usually a fantastic singer.
Usually.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Skip.
No problem.
All right.
Esmeralda.
Yes.
What type of giant ball knocks over extras in the video?
A ball of yarn?
That is incorrect.
Oh.
Good guess, though.
It's because they're straight cats.
Is it a bowling ball?
It is a bowling
okay.
ball.
Oh, okay.
A ball of yarn.
I couldn't remember if they played up that whole cat thing, so I thought, hey, maybe.
Stray Cat Strut, they do in that song.
Okay, maybe that's what I was thinking.
But there's, I don't even think there's a ball of yarn in that either. But, you know, your fans have balls of yarn, Dave Ennett and all of those guys.
Chuck them at me.
That's right.
Right.
All right. What's next?
Leader Brian Setzer is on the cutting edge of what late 90s musical resurgence?
Rockabilly.
close, but that's not what they're looking for.
Swing.
Oh, swing. Big band and swing. That's right.
That's correct. Coincidentally, next question. What style of music did Brian's 80s band, the Stray Cats, play?
Was it rockabilly?
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. How did I not get the big band thing? What am I, stupid?
Yes. Yeah, remember that whole...
No, yeah, the Brian Setzer Orchestra.
Swing lessons?
I saw him at the...
Swingers?
Saw him at the House of Blues. I was bartending at that time. It was a nightmare. Everybody came in and went, I want this kind of martini and this kind of Cosmo. And I want this. Hey!
You should have been like, there's only one kind of martini, buddy.
Yeah. Okay. What? So what? It's me now?
We are. Flip to the extra credit portion.
Oh, extra credit.
Oh, yes. All right. Multiple choice for you. And apparently, pop-up video, the board game is listening because the question is, the ancient rock town of Petra can be found in what country? A... Iran, B, Syria, C, Turkey, D, Jordan. The ancient rock town of Petra.
Don't remember?
Can be found in what country? Iran, Syria, Turkey, or Jordan?
No, I don't remember.
Well, I'm not telling you.
D. There was somebody named Petra on the show?
Right. Well, we had the long conversation because of the Christian rock band and Esmeralda's aunt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. Your aunt is named Petra.
Yes.
So now, what does that have to do? Am I supposed to be able to answer this question?
We had more discussion, but again, if you weren't listening,
all right,
we're not going to tell you.
That is incorrect.
What is it?
I don't remember. I thought it was turkey. What?
Wait, that, whoa. Wait a minute.
Well, it wasn't my turn anyway. It doesn't matter.
What is it, Dan?
Skip. Jordan.
Okay. Yes. Did we discuss that?
Yeah, we did.
I don't remember it.
Yeah, because we were, you read what Petra meant.
Right.
It was a male version of, it's like a female version of Peter.
Yeah, but, you know.
Then I asked
you read the whole thing. Like,
I don't remember. When I read things, they don't stick.
Clearly, I didn't either, so.
All right. That was pretty funny.
Esmeralda.
Yes.
Name the Italian game similar to bowling.
Bocce ball.
That is correct.
Now, why don't I get that? I get a question about Petra.
Well, you love that band.
Yeah, you're right. God. Okay.
Wow. Okay. Multiple choice here.
Okay.
To move by swinging from tree to tree is called what? Is it Tarzanation, Bullerization, Brachiation, or Arboreal Manipulation? Your choices again are...
Bocce ball.
Tarzanation.
Wow.
Bullerization, Brachiation, or Arboreal Manipulation.
I'm going B.
That is incorrect.
Wait, did you just go with Bullerization?
You know what? I can't... How's it spelled?
B-I-U-L-N-A.
It's not Bueller.
Yeah, but still, it's probably in there because of the joke.
No, because they would have spelled it like Bueller. That's
well,
an actual
what's the
word.
Answer?
What's the
word?
Brachiation.
Okay, great. God. What the hell is going on,
Esmeralda,
man?
Also yes. Multiple choice for you. What physical attribute was actor Billy Barty known for? A, his flowing hair. B, his small stature. C, his bald head. Or D, massive height.
What was his name?
Billy Barty. What physical attribute was actor Billy Barty known for?
Short.
That is correct.
Yay.
No, it's just I can't believe we got a Billy Barty question. That was Billy Barty was always synonymous when you wanted to say somebody was short.
Uh-huh.
You say Billy, you always go to Billy Barty.
Oh.
But Billy, Billy Barty hasn't been relevant since the 80s.
Well, I mean, this was probably put out in the late 90s, yeah, early 2000s.
Yeah,
so
but
that
still,
was still
Billy
relevant.
Barty, that's why they gave you a multiple choice, because this generation doesn't remember Billy Barty. I do. Okay. Are we? Is that it for this one?
That card is now complete.
All right. You're up 3-1, Esmeralda.
All right.
Yeah. You get all these. I can't wait to get more Petra questions.
Esmeralda.
Uh-oh. Yes. Get the cats ready. Dave, psychically link up with the cats, because Esmeralda's about to go.
She's about to sing Desiree's You Gotta Be.
Oh, come on. You gotta be bad. You gotta be good. You gotta something. You gotta be something. You gotta be. Yeah, that's it. I can't remember.
That was fantastic. I like that
there
you're.
You go.
No, I can't. I'm not going to say anything because I was just going to say something about the video, but I won't.
Is she standing in a room?
Well, yeah, but there's more to it than that. This song rules. By
did
the
you
way.
Ever see the Conan O'Brien? Andy Richter did a version, and he was wearing the outfit and the nails.
No, I'm sure it was hilarious.
It was great.
Should we break?
We'll get one more.
All right, get one more in here.
Mr. Jilly.
What happened, Skip?
In the video, Desiree uses this part of her arms to dance throughout. What is it?
Her hands.
That is correct.
That's what I was going to say. I'm so glad I didn't say anything. Well, it was my question anyway. I would have got it.
Yeah.
But you were even starting to do the hand, because she does the hand thing.
Yeah, she dances with her hands.
Her hands are like all over. That's what everybody remembers about that video are Desiree's hands. That's a great song, though, by the way.
This is
a great song.
Very good.
All right. It is now 4-2. Esmeralda is up. Well, you're going to...
4-2? Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's your question next, too. Skip is retiring, by the way. Thanks, Skip.
Hasta luego.
Okay, you've done good.
You did very well. He's retiring. we're back. And it is pop-up video. Nick DiGilio here. Coming up at 5 o'clock, Steve Grzanch with the opening bell and Steve Cochran at 6. It's 720 WGN. And Esmeralda's here. And oh, look who's back from retirement.
What?
Skip Skipley's back.
No.
That's a record of retiring and comebacking and unretiring.
Mm-hmm.
Well, welcome back. You sound thrilled.
Hey, you know. World records. I mean, on this show, everybody's got one.
That's right.
Except for Vic.
He's the only poor Vic's the only one who does not have a world record.
Maybe he'll get one for as many of those wah-wahs.
Yeah. Who you mean? As sad trombones? How many sad trombones he can get?
Man who gets so many sad trombones. The world record.
All right, we are in the middle of pop-up video. The song that is being questioned about the video is You Gotta Be, whatever the hell the name of it is, You Gotta Be.
Yeah.
You Gotta Be.
By Desiree.
Yes.
And Esmeralda is leading 4-2.
This is a miracle.
Yeah.
This is a miracle.
Who's the question for?
This is for Esmeralda.
All righty then.
In this video, Desiree is dressed in clothes that are the same color as country music icon Johnny Cash. What is that color?
Black.
What the hell kind of question is that?
I didn't even need that clue. Could have told you what color.
This is unfair, Skip.
Hey, man, I just read them.
Get Wayne Brady in here.
All right, Mr. DiGilio.
What happened now?
Please name two of the things that Desiree says you got to be.
I don't even know any.
You gotta be smooth. You gotta be.
Just sing the song.
Deep. I don't know.
You're not gonna sing the song. You're not gonna.
No, I don't know it. Okay. I would never come up with the lyric.
The entries we would have accepted were: you gotta be cool. You gotta be hard. You gotta be bold. You gotta be wise. You gotta be strong.
Yeah.
You gotta be tough.
Not in 5 million years would I have gotten
that. Gotta be wiser.
You're killing me this week, Esmeralda.
Good. Gosh, never win.
All right.
All right, extra credit portion of things.
Oh, good. Now maybe I can answer something.
Esmeralda, what cartoon character said, "Here I come to save the day"?
Oh, man, here I come to save the day. He's a Canadian. Right? He's a Mountie.
He's not Canadian.
Oh, is that a Mountie? Who am I thinking of then? Oh, is it that dog? Is that Super Dog? Underdog?
It is not Underdog.
Well, who was it?
Mighty Mouse.
Oh, okay.
The Canadian Mighty Mouse, eh?
Who was I? I was thinking of
Mighty Mouse. He drinks Molson all the time.
No, who's the Mountie?
You were thinking of, now why am I blanking on the Mountie? Dudley Do-Right.
Yeah, I'm thinking Dudley Do-Right.
He's Canadian.
He is, isn't he? He's a Mountie.
No, I'm just thinking a Mighty Mouse wearing like an Edmonton jersey when he goes to save the day. That's it. From now on, Mighty Mouse is Canadian, man. That's it.
How do you know? Maybe he hides it.
Maybe.
He's worked real hard to get rid of the accent.
I'm going to go save the day, hoser.
He saved all his money serving as a roadie for Saga.
Yeah.
And snuck across the border.
Exactly.
He only catch him if he says sorry.
That's right. Yeah. Mighty Mouse. Does he hang out with Alex Trebek? You would know, Skip.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Invite him for poutine next time we're together.
Oh, God. All right. What's next now?
Mr. DiGilio.
What happened?
What was the name of Desi Arnaz and Lucille Ball's production company?
Desi Lou
Productions.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Desiree. Desi Lou.
Still trying to figure out the Mighty Mouse comparison, by the way, Texters,
if you know it.
Yeah. The Black Cat is a horror tale by what 19th century author?
Oh, is it, oh, come on.
I love it when the questions Esmeralda get are ones that like DiGilio knows with every fiber of his being.
Yeah, it's I know who it is and I can see him in my head. Hold on. Did the Raven. Oh.
I can't stand it.
Hold on.
Oh my God.
The Telltale Heart.
Yes!
I know I can. Yeah, no. We're going to be here all day.
Edgar Allan Poe!
Ah, yeah, that guy.
Oh, no, don't dismiss Edgar Allan Poe.
I could see him in my head.
My favorite writer of all time. You get a question about my favorite writer of all time.
I could see him in my head with that little face.
Canadian mice running around.
Well, I didn't think it was a mouse. I thought it was a Mountie.
Oh, God. All right.
How would Mighty Mouse handle a giant ball of yarn?
You pick it up.
With a hockey stick.
Throw it.
Mr. Gillio.
What?
Which gang performed the song and dance number Cool from West Side Story?
Oh, no.
I haven't seen
it. Got two choices.
I know, man. The Sharks.
That is incorrect.
Oh. Damn it.
The Jets.
Oh, man. I was going to say the Crips, but that wouldn't have worked.
It's a whole other story.
Yeah. All right.
John Mellencamp, Wild Nights.
Oh, God, this is me?
Yep.
I thought that was a question. I was like,
I don't. Wild Nights. Upon a. The Wild Nights. Yeah.
Wow.
I don't even think you can give me one.
Yeah, I think we need a break.
Yeah, we got a break. Let's see what's going up on. Opening bell. Here's Steve Grzanich. Hey, Steve.
Hey, good morning. That was awesome, by the way.
Yeah, thanks.
I love that.
Coming
up next, we're going to be talking a little bit about how world markets have been reacting post-election and whether or not any of this is Trump-fueled. How many times have you heard that line in a newscast or a business cast? The market rally is Trump-fueled. It may not really be. We'll have that thought leader discussion next with our friend from Associated Bank, Don Lloyd, next on the opening bell.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
Have a great day.
Okay. All right. So I don't get a point for that because that sucked. But now you get a Melonhead question. I'm sorry, Mellencamp. I always call him Melonhead.
Very quickly before we proceed, we want to thank the texter from the 630 area code, the Desiree connection to Mighty Mouse. In the song, she says, love will save the day.
Oh, here I come to save the day. Yeah. All right. Thank you, texter.
Yes. Esmeralda, what is the occupation of the woman in the video?
Taxi driver.
That is correct.
God, am I not going to do well. This is going to be the worst I've ever done.
This song was originally featured on the 1971 album Tupelo Honey by what artist?
Van Morrison.
Van the Man.
Yeah, I know that.
You kind of did meld that song. What you were singing, you kind of turned it into this Van Morrison Christmas song that he does.
Yeah, maybe that was subconscious because I'm a big Van fan.
Yeah, because in the beginning it's that one that goes, da-da-da-da.
That's probably what I'm not kidding. That's probably what I did. Seriously, subconsciously, it's probably what I did.
Esmeralda, who sings and plays bass on this song?
Ugh. It's not Michelle D'Angelo, is it?
That is correct.
Oh, okay. His wife.
That's his wife?
I think so, right? Weren't they married? No. I'm thinking of a different video.
Okay.
All right. I don't know this video at all. Right. Seriously, I don't.
We'll burn through these last ones. The kookaroo bird is often referred to as what? The Australian dreamer, the strawberry alarm clock, the laughing jackass, or the red-winged screamer?
Well, I am going to say the red-winged screamer.
That is incorrect. The laughing jackass.
I was going to say that. I would have said that, but no. I just didn't. All right.
Come on.
Esmeralda, what actress starred opposite Robert De Niro in Taxi Driver? Is it Candice Bergen, Diane Keaton, Sybil Shepherd, or Bea Arthur?
Oh, okay. Sybil Shepherd.
That is correct.
Bea Arthur!
I was about to yell
Jodie
Foster.
I thought you were going to Jodie Foster because you screwed that up last week.
No, I was like, now I remember. Right.
Jim Morrison is buried in what city?
Paris.
That is correct. Right. Esmeralda, the fat-absorbing fiber found in shellfish is called what? So, katong, chitlin, or tripe?
Wait, say that again?
So, katong, chitlin, or tripe? The fat-absorbing fiber found in shellfish.
So.
That is incorrect. Chitin.
Right. Okay.
Oh, okay. So tripe
is that it? Or we got...
That is the end of the
All
game.
Right. Wow, Esmeralda. 7-5.
Yeah.
Esmeralda
what?
Gets the victory. That's right.
I think the cats are going to pick me up and take me home like a victory.
That's right.
Carry you off
right,
the field.
Esmeralda.
Yes.
That was good. Real good. All right. We're going to break here. We'll see you tomorrow, Esmeralda. Fly
see
Jams Friday. All right.